Welcome to Wemalee Community News, FM 1003. The Wemalee Aboriginal Medical Service now has a visiting audiometrist. Jane O'Shea attends the AMS one day per fortnight. However, since her first visit 2 months ago, Jane has only managed to screen 6 Aboriginal toddlers. Out of the 21 school-aged children screened, 6 had discharging infected ears. Miss O'Shea called this pretty shocking, but she was expecting even higher rates. A 9-year-old boy called James has holes in both his eardrums. Each hole has become infected and his ear cavities are full of pus. His mother already knows that Ian has torn eardrums. When asked, she said James's ears have been like this for 5 years, since he was 4. James is one of the worst cases. Jane said that GPs prescribe antibiotics, but the infection persists. James had an appointment with the ear, nose and throat specialist in Sydney, but it was cancelled. The waiting list is over a year long. Jane said she didn't know how James could be achieving anything at school with an infection that had impaired his hearing for half his life. Many Australian children contract middle ear infections, also known as glue ear or otitis media. It can be brought on by a simple cold, but if left unchecked, it can result in fluid behind the eardrum, torn or scarred eardrums, and infected ears which leak pus. All of these conditions result in some level of deafness, and depending on the severity, this can be permanent. A recent Senate inquiry found that Aboriginal children are up to 10 times more likely to suffer otitis media-related hearing loss. This is due, at least in part, to the fact that overcrowding, poor diet and hygiene, and passive smoking all make it extremely difficult for children to overcome the infection in its early stages. Some Aboriginal parents may be less likely to keep medical appointments. The inquiry heard that Aboriginal children suffer the highest rates of ear disease and hearing loss of any people in the world. There's no national survey to establish the exact size of the problem, but in both rural and urban areas, there are signs of a national epidemic. In some communities, less than 4 out of 10 Aboriginal children can pass a hearing screening. The cost of the hearing loss continues into adulthood. A representative from the Wemalee Coal Mine Company explained that a number of Aboriginal men they were about to hire failed the medical test. These young men had no idea they had suffered hearing loss severe enough to keep them out of the mine site. The Senate inquiry also identified that there is likely to be a link between hearing impairment and higher levels of engagement with the criminal justice system. As well as her work with Indigenous children, Jane O'Shea screens the Indigenous population of some New South Wales jails. At one prison, of the 104 Aboriginal women screened, 45 failed a hearing test and needed a referral, 13 had perforated eardrums, 7 had scarred eardrums, 4 had ears discharging pus. Miss O'Shea said that this cycle must be broken. Too many Aboriginal children go to school with gunked up ears, they don't succeed, they don't graduate. They can't hear, so they drop out and start getting caught up with their peers. Eventually, boredom or a range of activities can lead them to commit an offence and they can get caught up in the prison cycle, she said. 1003 FM, Wemalee Community News.